Bulletin Radio.
My next guest joining me right now is Dean Carlton, the Digital Strategic Advisor at Global Village Transformations. Good afternoon to you, Dean.
Good afternoon, Jenny. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. When I started reading through, and I've mentioned to the listeners a little while ago, the numbers of people getting their passwords shared with hackers, this is out of control.
It's beyond out of control. It's outrageous. And the wide public aren't really aware of the extent of the problem, and they're oblivious to the danger that they're actually facing themselves, their family, and for their businesses.
When do they find out that they have their password has been used? Does it pop up in the bank statement, or?
Sometimes a company's systems can warn you of that, but unfortunately, quite often, the first time you hear about it is when you've been compromised and you're maybe some money's been stolen from you, maybe you're being exposed to some form of extortion. I'm an expert with nearly 40 years experience, including when I was a young whippersnapper, and I'm very careful, and yet I've still also been scammed.
Mm.
Somebody was able to, despite all the precautions that I take, somebody was able to break into one of my accounts and, through a connected bank account, purchase themselves a laptop and an expensive camera.
It's a horrible feeling, isn't it, when you're losing control of your life, I suppose?
It's horrendous. It's a personal invasion. You know,
yeah.
We're in our homes, we're doing our own business, and there's people out there
stealing from
us. Their darndest to get in and get your information and get your money and to compromise you.
They don't have to break into your home anymore, do they?
Exactly. It's easy. They can do it from any country in the world, and they've got all the time in the world to gradually chip away at you time over time, you know?
When you look at the figures, I have mentioned them, but would you mind repeating those figures to us?
So the particular breach that happened in January of this year had over 772 million records contained within it.
Oh, gosh.
And what that means, or what that relates to, is 800 million individual email addresses and 21 million unique passwords. Now, that's one particular leak, and that leak is called collection number one. In the wings, waiting, there's another four collections called collection two to five. And this collection one represents just 10% of that entire collection.
So I'm trying to get my head around this. These hackers are able to, it seems, with ease, to find out our passwords to get into our bank accounts. Am I simplifying it?
It's a reasonable simplification, but it goes way deeper than that. What we're looking at is years of efforts by multiple hackers, and the hackers work together. They share information, they sell information. This particular collection is being offered for sale on the dark web and in other places for just $45.
My gosh. So, but a whole list of people's passwords.
Yeah, and they're aggregated. Now, this particular release has approximately 140 million new unseen user IDs and passwords. And a lot of it is an aggregation of 2,000 to 3,000, it's almost 3,000 in fact, other leaks. So some of those leaks come from big names like Sony, Domino's, LinkedIn.
And they have access to our passwords because we've dealt with them. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so when one of those companies has a breach, what happens is that user IDs and passwords, logins and passwords are usually the targets. Some of the breaches in these companies release other personal data. So that might be your date of birth, it might be your details to do with your relationship, all sorts of information, financial information.
Goodness.
And in some cases, in the case of, say, dating websites or adult websites, some deeply personal information.
Oh, my gosh. If it's being sold, these details are being sold on the black web, was it, or dark web?
Dark web.
Sorry, I'm obviously not up to it. Haven't been there myself. You would think the authorities would be able to tap into that and trace them.
So, yeah, globally, authorities are tapping into these things and tracing them. There's some fascinating stories out there about police officers that have gone deep undercover into the dark web and pretended to be part of that scene and set, in effect, honey traps to get to some of the big players.
So these players, when you say, well, they sound as though they are big players, are they sitting in a darkened room somewhere, gleaning all this information and selling it off, or do they operate out of a high-rise building somewhere in New York?
Some of them are loners working on their own. They may have a network of online buddies, but there are entire organisations, criminal organisations set up that are constantly attacking and looking for witnesses.
So for them to go in and get this information from these big companies, there's obviously a method, obviously there is a method for them to get into that information and to glean it. And I don't know why I would have ever given my password to a company I've dealt with.
So typically these people are looking for exploits. They're looking to exploit software vulnerabilities, or they're looking more often to exploit human vulnerabilities. And when I say human vulnerabilities, a classic scam might be for me to send an email to, obviously if I'm not a hacker, but if I was to send an email to somebody working in the finance department of a company.
Yeah.
And spoof the email address to make it look as though it came from the CEO.
Alrighty.
I need you to work on this urgent payment today. Please release this in the next day.
Okay.
So the email would look as though it came from the organization. It would look as though it came from your boss.
Hmm.
And typically people jump and do what their boss says, particularly when they say it's urgent.
Yeah. It's not Einstein to have to work that out. It's quite a simple method, isn't it? And by gee, it's really out of control. Can I ask you what advice you would give to people to safeguard this from happening, or is there a chance of that being the case?
Sure. There's some simple steps you can take for free, which I actually wrote a short article, a fairly detailed article for your listeners, and I published it sometime in the last hour. I'll give you a link to that at the end.
Yes, please.
What it does, it talks through the four key steps that I've identified for them. The first thing is to check whether their details have been compromised. Then to get themselves a password manager. Then to look at protecting themselves against something called phishing, which is where these criminals and hackers are trying to get hold of your information by tricking you.
Yeah.
And then getting software protection, number four, getting software protection to protect against viruses, spyware, and other malicious software such as worms and frozen horses.
Yeah, we can't be too careful, can we, honestly? It's proof of today. Crime has certainly shifted, hasn't it?
It has indeed. And, you know, in terms of that first step, that's something that I urge your listeners to do, you know, right now.
Is what was that?
It's to check whether their details have been compromised.
And what, check your bank statements or what?
No, there's a check you can do online.
Okay.
There's a very clever guy called Troy. He's an Australian, and he's got a website which I've linked to on my website, and you can type your email address in there. I've been using his service for years. He's
right.
A good bloke. I trust him.
Good.
And it will tell you how many, if any, websites your data has been compromised on.
Oh, that's brilliant. Now, what is the link, please?
So the link is global-village.
Global-village. Hyphen is a, I can't think what the hyphen is now.
Minus sign.
Minus, yeah. Village, yep.
.com.au.
.com.au, yep.
And the website is, sorry, the website, the next part is /... Have I been hacked?
Have I been hacked? That is great. Have I been hacked? Okay, I'm just writing it down as we go. Thank you very much for that information. You've terrified everybody, Dean, but you're doing the right thing by sharing the information and having us try and do something about it. And I'm sure we'll get to speak again very soon. Thank you for your advice.
I look forward to it.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you.